Sergeant, don't crawl around there. We're going to shoot a scene. Get on the other side of the road there. Go on, clear on the other side of the road. Winterbottom?
Yes, sir.
Will you, Peter, get away from that microphone. What are you doing there?
I'm that guy.
You come here. I told you. Who told you to talk into that microphone?
Why, you did.
I did nothing of the sort. I don't want you to go near it until I'm ready. And then I want you to take this bird whistle and give a bird effect.
Give a bird a what?
An effect. A call, a bird.
Yes, sir. You take the whistle and call a bird.
No, you...
You're crazy. You don't whistle to call a bird. You whistle to call a dog.
You don't call a bird, you...
I told you, you call a dog.
But
it's a bird dog.
You don't call a bird or a dog. You imitate a bird. You blow on this whistle and imitate a bird song.
Well, what kind of bird?
Any kind of a bird. Now, don't bother me with what kind.
A crow?
No, not a crow. A crow doesn't sing. A crow calls.
What say?
Calls.
Calls why?
Not calls why. I say a crow crawls, or I mean...
I reckon you mean a cow calls.
You're both wrong. A crow cries.
Don't tell me I'm wrong. A cry crows.
No, sir. You're wrong. A cow crows.
That will do.
Yes, sir.
Now, here you are, Peter. Take this whistle and try it.
That thing's got water in it.
Well, that's all right.
Yes, you can imitate a duck.
You don't imitate a duck. The whistle is supposed to have water in it. It's the water that gives it the warbling sound. Now, go ahead and try it.
Just blow it?
Yes, take a long breath first.
That ding of the water got in my mouth.
Well, that will do, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
And you, Peters, it was your own fault the water got in your mouth. You're not supposed to put the whistle in your mouth until after you've taken a breath.
Oh, shucks. Now, why don't you get a train bird?
Nonsense. Who ever heard of a train bird?
Well, my Uncle Jake got one.
Yes.
Smartest bird you ever seen. It can tell the time of day.
Oh, rubbish. A bird tell the time of day.
And that's a fact, Miss Phoebe. It certainly does. It's been telling time for years.
I say that's rubbish. What kind of a bird is it?
A cuckoo. It's in a clock.
Yes,
and I tell you, what makes it all the more wonderful, Miss Beebe, is that it's a wooden bird at that.
If you can teach a wooden bird to tell time, you ought to be able to teach a regular bird to sing into that microphone.
What's the bird?
Oh, Miss Beebe, would you mind looking at the camera for a moment to see if I have the correct angle?
All right, Gillespie. I'll be there in a moment. Now, listen, Beebe. You put some more water in that whistle and practice blowing it. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm getting darn tired of all this foolery, then.
Yes, well, you go on and do what Miss Phoebe tells you, or you'll get fired again. Take some water out of the hose there.
Hello, everybody. Oh, gee, hello, Mr. Winterbottom. Gee, it's certainly swell to be a moving picture star.
Yes, howdy, Hector. Hadn't you better be getting your costume on, young feller? Miss Beebe's going to start taking the picture pretty darn soon now.
Oh, shoot. I don't have to put on my costume. You see, I'm not in the picture today.
Ain't in it? I thought you was a star.
Yes, but don't you remember? I'm supposed to have been killed in a bullfight in Spain, you see. And instead of me coming to this country, it's a bull that comes.
Oh, yes, by cracky, you darn near forgot all about that, Hector. You're starting to take apart the story I wrote, Tim.
Well, I say,
what's the matter?
Not too loud. Miss Beebe will hear you. And she finds out about how I let that goat eat part of the story and how I got you to rewrite it. She will, because I'll lose my job.
Shucks, she's over there talking to that camera feller. She won't hear.
She can, too.
Well, I bet she won't be able to tell the difference between what I writ and what she writ herself. She's too busy to.
Here she comes. Well, I guess I'll be going. So long. I'll see you later, Mr. Winterbottom.
Peter! Where is that fellow? Peter!
Just a second, Miss Phoebe. I'll call him. Oh, Ab! Ab!
Well, for heaven's sake, come on. We're all ready to shoot the scene. Did you put some water in that whistle?
Yeah, but the time's
turned. Well, then, come on. Miss Buenavista, are you ready?
Si, Senorita Beebe, I am all ready to go.
This is Mr. Peters. Mr. Peters, Miss Buenavista, our leading lady.
How do you do, Mr. Peters?
Right, glad to meet you, Miss Buenavista.
And now, Miss Buenavista, you will come walking towards the tree here. Mr. Peters will be concealed in this shrubbery giving the bird effect. Keep as close to the microphone as possible, Mr. Peters. Right into the microphone. Do you understand?
Yes, I know.
And now, when you reach the tree, Miss Buenavista, pause and take your line. Mr. Peters will stop the bird effect while you read them. You say, perfect morning. All the world seems in tune. Ah, they call me Golondrina, the swallow. Would I were the swallow. Is that clear?
Si, Senorita Vivi, it is quite clear.
And then, as soon as you finish your line, Mr. Peter will give one more bird call, and that's the cue for you to go into your song. All right.
You want me to get inside this bush?
Yes, you're right in there and peep into the microphone. And the rest of you people will have to get back. Go on, get on the other side of the road. Go on now. All ready? Fall. Action. Camera. Well, the bird effect. Oh, stop the thing. Peter, what's the matter? I told you to give the bird effect into the microphone.
Wait, I bet he's got water in his mouth.
Did you hear me? Into the microphone.
Had to square it into the microphone, didn't you?
I meant blow the whistle into the microphone. Now, let's take that scene again. Get back there in that shrubbery. All right, Miss Buena Vista. Places. Phone. Action. Camera.
Oh, dear. What a perfect morning. All the world seems in tune.
Yeah, but this dad darn whistling.
Oh, dear.
Just a second, young lady. It's where I would. It's would I would.
Oh,
you're
stop.
Wrong. It's
stop.
You're right. You're crazy. It's I would.
Stop the scene. Oh, for heaven's sake, Peter. Don't you know enough about quiet?
Oh, shut up. I'm going to quit this darn fool business.
Oh, get back into that bush. Get in there. And you people come back. Now then, once more. Places. And Peters, remember your cue for the final bird effect is the swallow. Swallow. Song. Action. Camera.
What a perfect morning. All the world seems in tune. Ah, they call me Golondrina, the swallow. Would I were a swallow. Would I were a swallow. Swallow.
It's no use. Stop the scene. Peters, that's your cue for another bird call. Swallow, swallow.
Swallow what, the whistle?
No, you darn fool, swallow the water.
No.
There ain't no water left.
You take that whistle and get out. Get out, do you hear me? Get out.
Why, Miss Phoebe, the whistle would be all right if you just put some more water in.
Oh, you people talk about infernal laughing. Stop it or I'll call the police. Oh, dear. Now, let's try that scene again without the bird effect. Miss Buena Vista will go directly into her song. All right? Places, sound, action, camera.
What a perfect morning. All the world seems in tune. Ah, they call me Golondrina, the swallow. Would I were a swallow. He's going out for glory.
Stop the scene. Have you gone crazy? Where did you get that song?
It was in his script. I learned it.
You're crazy. You're crazy. The song in the script is La Golondrina.
It is not.
Don't argue with me. I say that it is
not, and I am not crazy. You are crazy.
You say that. You're fired.
What do I care? That's for you. And that.
Where is that script? Mine.
Give me that script.
Let me see.
Oh,
what?
Here it is.
This story.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, Walker, help. She's fainting.
Oh, water.
Somebody. I got the water, Miss Phoebe. Take care of the spoon full of water. See, it works slick now.